So as we've gotten to study God's word together, now we are able to take the elements, the bread and the juice that symbolizes the body and blood of Christ, reminding us of the true power for life change, the true power at work in us. So if you were one of the people that we asked to serve communion, if you'd please now come forward. As we enter into this time, we are called in the book of 1 Corinthians to examine ourselves, examine our hearts. And there are a few things that the Bible tells us about communion. First, it is that anyone who is a believer in Christ, anyone who has truly turned from death to life, is welcomed at the table. So if you're here and you're still working out whether or not you believe in God or whether or not you are truly a Christian, please, we ask you in the name of Christ, just let this pass you by. Let this time pass you by. Because we believe that there is something sacred about this moment. There is something sacred about this, that it is good for those who have been redeemed to take it. But he warns us against taking it improperly. So please, we won't judge you. We won't ask questions afterwards. We're not going to look after you and take stock of who is taking the elements and who isn't, who's letting them pass by. But if there is something in your life that is keeping you from approaching the table today, whether that's unresolved conflict, whether that is a lack of belief, whether you just feel like it would be wrong to take those elements today, trust in the Spirit. Trust in that work and let that pass you by. But if you are someone who trusts and believes in Christ, if you are ready to take these elements today, if you've been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this table of unity. There is one Father, one God, one baptism, and one communion given to us by Christ. So when we take this as a unified people, not just unified with the people in this room, but with the global church that is taking these elements today. We believe in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that has brought us salvation. So first you're going to receive the bread, a cracker that symbolizes the body of Christ. And this began as a tradition in the upper room on the night that Jesus was betrayed. He took the bread and he broke it, saying, "This is my body that has been broken for you." It'll be handed out to you by the men who are serving, and if you'd hold it, we'll take it together once everyone has been served. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and broke it, saying, "This is my body, which has been broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Take and eat. bless you as you. Again, after supper, our Lord Jesus took the cup and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which has been shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Take and drink." Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we are continually in awe of you. Lord, maybe we've been doing this monthly for the last 50, 60 years. And Lord, we even now recognize and ask that you would remind us again of our salvation in you, that you would speak again of knowing you. Lord, we don't ask that this would just be a routine. This would just be something that we do the first Sunday of every month because we were told to do it, but Lord, may this be a symbol of our unity and of our salvation in you. Lord, would you glorify yourself as we unify ourselves under you? And Lord, as we are about to sing, Lord, speak truth into our lives through your power. Amen. We're going to finish with one last song. I'd invite you, if you would like to just kneel before the Lord. Our altar is open on both sides if you'd like to come and kneel or take whatever posture you feel you need to or would like to, including if you'd like prayer, I'll be up at the front.